This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some people living in tents in Denver were removed from their campsite this morning. It was the city's first encampment cleanup under new Mayor Mike Johnston. He visited the site Thursday and explained what he wants to provide instead.
You want to do a safe outdoor space where it's a tent, but it's got security there. It's got support. You're not going to have stuff stolen during the middle of the day. You got access to showers and bathrooms. Idea is provide stability.
The city says the site that was cleaned up this morning had rats and was a public health risk. Denver Public Schools is investigating whether students of color were locked inside a seclusion room at McAuliffe International School. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
If students were locked in the room by themselves, that would be a violation of district policy. At a press conference Thursday, board member Awante Anderson said a whistleblower alerted him to the room that had an outside door lock and locked windows.
Our schools are places of learning, not prisons.
The investigation comes a month after DPS fired McAuliffe's principal, Kurt Dennis, after he spoke publicly about school safety. In a statement, Dennis said he requested support from the district for students with severe emotional or behavioral issues, but never got a response. He said DPS policy offers no guidance on de-escalation rooms for violent students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver's minimum wage will rise $1 next year to $18.29. The city ties the minimum wage to the consumer price index, so as prices rise, so does the minimum wage. The change means minimum wage earners will get about a 6% raise starting January 1st. This is CPR News.